The following ABC7 podcast is brought to you by ABC7News.com.
San Francisco really is an art treasure for those who can discover outdoor works on walking tours. One of those places is the Mission District, centered around Mission and 24th. Everywhere you turn are murals that depict events in the lives of people who live in the Mission. The works are extraordinary, on buildings, fences, garage doors. One acclaimed highlight is Balmy Alley, running between 24th and 25th, where there are dozens of murals. Presida Eyes Museum and Visitor Center conducts tours on weekends. One of the guides is artist Patricia Rose.
How did all this get started?
Well, you know, the oldest mural in San Francisco is actually the ceiling of Mission Dolores, and that was done in 1776 by Ohlone Indian people. And I would guess that that wasn't the first mural that was painted in San Francisco. So we're looking at a very ancient tradition here.
But somehow it got organized 30 years ago or so?
What happened was in the late 60s, there was a new kind of paint that was developed in Mexico that made it possible to do things like this outdoors. We hadn't been able to do them outdoors before that. But now that we have acrylic paint, which we got from Mexico, it makes an environment like this possible.
Yes.
So going back to, I'd say, late 60s is when we really started to see a burgeoning of outdoor murals.
Used to be that somebody would do something or in this neighborhood and there were taggers all over the place. They really respect this art, don't they?
There is a lot of respect for the murals in the Mission. And obviously, there's a lot of graffiti in the Mission. We do see that. But our tradition in the Mission District is that murals are so often collaborative that it's really the voice of the community speaking out. And so many people have already worked on murals, especially the children, because so many mural projects happen in schools that almost every school child in the Mission has worked on more than one mural. So we identify with them. Mm-hmm. These are our boys, so why would they be tagged? Why would we want to do that?
Exactly.
So we see the tagging next to the mural or beside it, but rarely on it.
Yes. You say it's a collaboration, so does that mean a group of artists come together and decide how you're going to put it together? Or?
Well, that is our model at Presida Eyes. All of us are muralists, and we've been working together for years, so we're very comfortable with collaboration. But we also feel it's our mission to go out in the community and with the mural projects that we're doing in the community to invite people into that, that people can come and work on it too. At any stage, people can join in the creation, in the design process, and they certainly can help us during the painting that happens all the time. And that conveys this amazing sense of ownership that people in the Mission understand. These are our murals. This is our voice. This is us telling you what we believe in.
And so it really is a reflection of the community, and that would be mostly Latin America, Mexico,
the population of the Mission District right now is about 75% to 80% Latino. I would say most of that is Central American, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala. But we do have Mexican population. We do have South American, Caribbean population.
So they all can express a view or their life.
Everyone, you know, and those cultural statements do come out. There's a lot of cultural pride or speaking out about issues in these home countries too.
There's so much of it that seems to be there. I see troops that they've suffered in wars in these countries.
There are a lot of murals that are memorials of things like that, things that have happened that we don't want to forget. There are other murals that are making us aware of problems that are going on right now, that we can actually take steps to work towards something better.
Are you ever going to run out of canvas, so to speak? Balmy Alley is looking like there isn't much space left there anyway.
There's not a lot, but I'm starting to think the perpendicular walls are a possibility there. We've taken up most of the parallel walls. But as you look around, you can see there are more walls that don't have murals on them than do. So I think the potential for us to keep painting is there.
This is really you read guidebooks and stuff, and this has become an international attraction, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Balmy Alley is known all over the world for the murals that are there. I sometimes have people show up straight from the airport wanting to know where Balmy Alley is because they've read so much about it.
So you get tours on Saturdays, right?
Saturdays and Sundays. We have three different tours that we offer up four different times every weekend, rain or shine.
And they're jammed?
They often are, especially at this time of year when the weather's really nice. People want to come out and do walks in our city, which is a great city to walk in, no matter what neighborhood. But the Mission just has gems everywhere, and people want to know about them.
How would you... Well, a mural is a mural. I don't know how...
How would we define it?
Yeah.
Got just the words for you. Basically, it's something that's painted on a wall. It comes from the Latin word for wall. Murus is a wall, so a mural is the work of art that's executed on the wall. And that's what our walls are full of, speaking out.
Yeah. And are there any limits, restrictions, or anything? Obviously...
Well,
standards.
A lot of the work that we're doing is commissioned. It's for a client, and so, of course, that person who's paying for the work has the final say on what it should be like.
Sure.
So there are restrictions in that way. But in general, the city of San Francisco is extremely generous about that. We're not restricted. As long as the property owners are cool with it, sometimes the property owner is the city of San Francisco, and then we would have to present our design to the Art Commission.
Yes.
But that's just like any other client, showing them what we propose to do, and if they recommend changes, we work on it till everybody agrees what it's going to be, and then we go ahead and paint.
So at Balmy Alley, for instance, there are a lot of garage doors that have been painted on. So the homeowner, the property owner... pays for it or says, okay,
Balmy
it's okay to do it?
Balmy Alley is a unique environment, and traditionally we don't ask the homeowners to pay for the mural. We negotiate very directly with them, just asking for permission to use their property, which we don't do through the rest of the city. This is the way we earn our living, is by painting murals. But Balmy Alley is very special. Thousands of people will come through it, so that it is an honor to have work there. And the spaces are a little small, so it's not unreasonable that the artist would support their own work there.
Yes.
So that we're not asking people in Balmy Alley usually. We're just asking for the permission to use their space.
Yeah.
Patricia Rose, a muralist who gives tours of the murals in the Mission District. You can meet up with her and other artists at Presida Eyes Museum and Visitor Center on 24th Street near Folsom. Of course, you can always just walk on your own to see these truly extraordinary works of art. I'm Don Sanchez, ABC7's Arts and Entertainment Reporter.
Thank you for downloading the Entertainment Insider Podcast. Look for a new podcast every Friday.